Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Podcast Manager Show. I'm especially excited about this episode because we're going to be talking through one of the most asked questions and the hottest topic for those of you who are considering becoming podcast managers or are trying to make this podcast management thing work. By the way, if you feel like podcast management would be like the perfect service for you, but you're just stuck on getting experience or landing great clients, then I have an awesome masterclass I would love for you to get a seat at. It's going to walk you through how I built my profitable podcast manager business and what I teach in my course and so much more. So grab a seat at laurenwrighton.com/masterclass. But let's get into the profitable podcast manager method. So this is the method that is built into my course, and it helps you go from feeling stuck trying to make this podcast manager thing work to landing clients that you absolutely love while still hitting your monthly income goals. I was thinking through this topic today, and it's kind of surreal, you know, having a monthly income goal and hitting it while still only working 20 hours a week. That's where I'm at now. I still only work 20 hours a week. I spend the majority of my time with my family, which includes my three young girls and my husband. And recently, at the time of this recording, we are in the middle of moving. So we decided to build a new house, and therefore we sold our current home, moved in with my parents like 3 days ago, which is insane because there's five of us plus my parents now in a home waiting for our house to be built. And so with this big move and my girl starting a brand new preschool, moving to a new area, things have been pretty crazy. And I feel like I should be working more. You know, I'm focusing on all this stuff going on in my personal life. And I'm like, wait, is like business okay? And it is, because I only work 20 hours a week. And it's just freedom. It just feels like this big breath of freedom. So that's what I'm so passionate about and what I help freelancers create in the form of a podcast manager business. We're going to talk through this method, but I wanted to take you back on my journey and how I came about this profitable podcast manager method. So back in 2016, I was pregnant with my first daughter, and I knew that I did not want to go back to my full-time job. Number one, it wasn't really fulfilling. I was really bored, and I couldn't imagine sitting in my office and not being with my baby, but not really having a lot to do at work. So I knew that I didn't want to go back to this job that I had. And I thought that I could teach fitness part-time to, you know, bring in some income for my family, but still be really, really flexible with my daughter. So I ended up having my daughter in April of 2016, and then I spent a couple months postpartum, and when it was about July and August, I started looking for new jobs as a part-time fitness instructor, and I ended up landing this like amazing job. It was this cool new studio that was opening up in our area, and the pay was really great, and it was something I loved doing, so it really felt ideal. Once I started working there, though, oh my gosh. It was so high stress. It was just crazy how like demanding they were of our time and our energy. And I thought, wow, this is not what I thought it was going to be like. I had been a group fitness instructor for 10 years at that point, and I never had worked at a place that was so demanding and stress producing. And honestly, it just felt like it wasn't the right place to be. And a lot of it seemed perfect, but it was just not a good fit for me. And that was really depressing to me. Like, it really stunk, because by the time I realized this, it was December. And so my daughter was about 9 months old, 10 months old. And I was just like being a new mom and trying to make, you know, some money for my family and it not working out. And I was just like, what in the world am I going to do now? Right? What in the world? Well, as I shared in my very first episode, my friend and I, who were both fitness instructors, we started a podcast in November of that year. So as I was kind of making this realization, my friend and I started a podcast about nutrition and fitness. We started that, we continued to do it, and it was really fun, but we weren't making any money. We were just kind of had this fun hobby podcast, and I was teaching myself all these skills. And I ended up getting a different fitness job, a different part-time fitness job. I was teaching at a couple different places. I wasn't making that much money, but it was okay. It was like, you know, it was, we were making it work. And I didn't really feel like I had another option. You know, have you been in that position where you're just like, I mean, it's okay. I wanted to create something for myself that was better than that. I wanted more freedom of my time. I would teach at 5:30 p.m. But the place that I got a job at was 30 minutes away. During traffic, I would needed to give myself really an hour to make sure that I was there early and just in case there was a lot of traffic because it was rush hour. So I would meet my husband at his work. I would take my daughter to his work at 4:30 and I would wait. He would just quick take her into his car and I would go straight to my fitness job. The thing was, though, is that he was had a customer service element to his job. So he could be on the phone with someone and I would be waiting in the parking lot and he wouldn't be able to get off the phone. And I'm like, you have to be ready or else I'm going to be late to teaching. And it was really stressful for us because ultimately his job was like 90% of our joint income. So it really mattered. He couldn't just, you know, not do a good job. But then I also had to be on time because I was a fitness instructor. And we did that for a couple months and we finally realized like, this is not ideal. This location of me working, this is the second place that I, you know, had gotten a job at post baby. And we realized, oh goodness, there's a lot that's good about this job, but there's also a lot of stress with me having to get there and me having to get there during rush hour. It was just like a mess. And over the course of years, I started to realize that I could make podcast management my solution and that I could slowly let go of teaching group fitness. The thing was that group fitness was really part of my identity and it was hard for me to let go of. In fact, I was making $3,000, $4,000 a month working 20 hours a week as a podcast manager and still going into the gym and teaching just at one place, the place that I liked the most. And teaching for $20 an hour, which is humorous because it's, you know, so much more of you got to get there, you got to get there on time and like just the energy that it takes to do that job. It was so much easier for me to be a podcast manager, but I didn't want to let go of being a group fitness instructor quite yet. I finally let go of it knowing that I'd grown out of it. I'd grown out of it probably a year prior to me finally letting go of it. But it's hard, right? It's hard to let ourselves evolve and let go of things that just aren't working. So I guess my question for you is, what isn't working? You're trying to find a job that maybe is more fulfilling, makes the money that you need for your family or for yourself. And there's something perhaps that you need to let go of. There's something that you're holding tight to that's keeping you from evolving. And man, it's tough, but as soon as you can identify that and as soon as you can start to let it go, the sooner you can really jump into this next stage of your life and your career as a podcast manager and into the transformation that you want of working on podcasts, which is so fun, and meeting your monthly income goals of $3,000, $4,000, $5,000+ a month while working part-time hours. And I'm passionate about part-time hours, but there's actually a handful of people in the podcast manager program that want to work full-time hours and the opportunities are endless, but you don't have to. So let's move on though to the profitable podcast manager method because I get so many questions about how do I do this? How do I become a podcast manager? How do I get experience? How do I land clients that I love. And the secret here is that you have to package everything so that it is irresistible to podcasters. And that's what my profitable podcast manager method is built around, is packaging you and your skills so that they are absolutely irresistible. The first step in this method is learning the skills. This is the first step because it is the most important. Ultimately, you have to have the skills to be a podcast manager, right? These are a unique set of skills that not a lot of people have. learning the skills on how to edit a podcast, how to upload it and schedule it so it goes out on time, how to write show notes, how to promote a podcast, how to build an audience, how to launch a podcast, how to manage guests. All of those are skills that podcasters are looking for help with. A lot of podcasters don't realize that they need to know all of those things when they start their podcast. They just want to start a podcast. And when you have those skills, oh my goodness, you become a hot commodity. So learning the skills is so necessary and is really the first step. The second step is getting experience. And explain this a little bit more in my masterclass, but getting experience is crucial. So clients, they need to trust you. They need to trust you in order to hire you. So if you don't have any experience and you don't have anyone kind of vouching for you, it's hard for that potential client to think, okay, yes, I trust that this podcast manager knows what they're doing. So you do have to build that trust with a potential client from the first interaction with them. And there are a couple ways to do this, but the most straightforward approach is to have testimonials from people that you've worked with. And you're like, okay, well, that's kind of like a chicken and the egg situation where it's like you have to have experience to land your first client, but how do you land your first client if you don't have any experience? And I get you. You can get out of this catch-22 by doing some testimonial work. You don't want to do a ton of testimonial work, but there are a lot of hobby podcasters out there that would love for someone to edit one episode for them. And they're not going to be a dream client, but you could edit an episode with them, get some experience working with someone, and then in exchange for that work, you would get a killer testimonial. And you can also learn a lot from their feedback. We actually just added a feature to the Podcast Manager program where we're going to be handing out certificates of completion. And the way that you get this is obviously by completing the course, but also sending in a 2-minute edited clip plus a description for that made-up episode, plus a social media graphic for that episode, and myself and my team are giving feedback on what you've done. And then you also get this badge that says you've completed the Podcast Manager program. I'm so excited about this new feature because I know that a lot of you are looking for that approval of, okay, this is good. Like, you've got the skills. Like, not only did you learn the skills, but you're able to apply them. And so I know that this is going to give people the confidence boost that they may need. But also, whenever clients see that, oh, they took this course and they completed the course and they have kind of the stamp of approval, that's also going to help build that trust. So I'm really pumped about this program. It's included in the Podcast Manager program, and we are just now rolling it out to all of our enrolled students. Moving on to the third and last step of the Podcast Manager program and the last step of the Profitable Podcast Manager method. And that is really launching your business and launching your business in a way that your packages are designed for a podcaster, having a smooth onboarding process so that you're really walking your clients through how to work with you. And how to land clients strategically so that you do hit your monthly income goal. One of the cool things about podcast management is that when you land a client, they stick around for a long time because podcasts aren't something that, like, maybe you're going to do it this month and you're not going to do it next month. And maybe you'll do it, maybe you won't. Like, when you start a podcast, you're in it for a long time. So clients stick around for months and months and months. But if you land your first client, maybe at a lower rate, then you don't necessarily want to be at that lower rate for months and months. But you can approach this very strategically and land clients, raise your prices over time so that you do hit that monthly income goal without working for a ton of podcasters. So let's recap. Learning the skills, getting some experience in building trust from the get-go with potential clients, and then having the back end of your business set up so that you are serving those clients really well and you're hitting your monthly income goal, working the hours that you want. I am so excited about the future of podcasting. And if you're tired of feeling like you're just kind of like spinning your wheels, you've got some skills maybe, but not really, or you're not really sure how to land those great clients, I want to invite you to join the Podcast Manager program. so you can go through this method in detail with me, get your questions answered in our private Facebook group, and get access to our private hire form. So podcasters will submit their jobs through our hire form, and you will get those leads in our private Facebook group. You can get access to all of that by joining the Podcast Manager Program. And I invite you to do that at laurenwrighton.com/enroll. And all of the pieces will fall together into place so that you can start working for some awesome podcasters and hit your monthly income goal. Can you tell that that's what I'm passionate about? I feel like I've just said that on repeat, but I want to help you do this. I know it's possible. Myself and over 100 people have now gone through the program, have found success, and I can't wait for you to send me a message that says, "Hey, Lauren, I had to tell you that I just landed a client at $1,300 a month. I can't believe this is real." Yes, I want to get that message from you. But the first step is becoming a student and doing the work. Okay, whether or not you join the program, I hope that this episode was helpful for you so that you can start putting those pieces into place today. If you have questions, come over to Instagram and DM me. Those are the messages that I see first. So send me your questions there. I am at Lauren Wrighton. And any of the links that I've mentioned in this episode are going to be in the show notes at laurenwrighton.com/episode14. I'm so excited to see what you're going to create for yourself, for your family, and I just appreciate your time. So thanks for being here, and I will talk to you next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook and let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.